For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy is retiring after 30 years on the bench. This gives President Trump a second opportunity to fill a seat on the High Court. He could ensure a conservative majority in the Supreme Court for decades to come. Utah Republican Senator Orrin Hatch on a possible successor.
There are people of intellectual dimension, honesty, conservatism for the most part.
Planned Parenthood's Kevin Griffiths says the right to a safe and legal abortion is on the line.
Call their senators to tell them that they should reject any nominee who would not protect Roe v. Wade, and that there should be no vote until after a new Senate is seated in January.
Justice Kennedy, who turns 82 next month, says he's stepping down to spend more time with his family. You're listening to USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy is retiring after 30 years on the bench. This gives President Trump a second opportunity to fill a seat on the High Court. He could ensure a conservative majority in the Supreme Court for decades to come. Utah Republican Senator Orrin Hatch on a possible successor.
There are people of intellectual dimension, honesty, conservatism for the most part.
Planned Parenthood's Kevin Griffiths says the right to a safe and legal abortion is on the line.
Call their senators to tell them that they should reject any nominee who would not protect Roe v. Wade, and that there should be no vote until after a new Senate is seated in January.
Justice Kennedy, who turns 82 next month, says he's stepping down to spend more time with his family. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
President Trump says no one's been tougher on Russia than him. But Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told a Senate panel that trade-offs could allow Russia to rejoin the Group of Seven industrialized nations without giving Crimea back to Ukraine. The president expects to meet with Vladimir Putin as early as next month.
We'll probably be meeting sometime around my trip to Europe.
James Fields is already charged with murder for driving his car into a crowd of protesters in Charlottesville. He now faces 30 federal charges. All counts classified as hate crimes. They include one act resulting in the murder of Heather Heyer, 28 acts causing bodily injury with attempts to kill, and one count of racially motivated violent interference with a federally protected activity. FBI Special Agent Adam Lee.
Peaceful protest without intimidation is every American's birthright.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
President Trump is cheering a Supreme Court ruling that deals a blow to labor unions. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The High Court ruling that states cannot force government workers to pay union fees if they choose not to belong to the union. President Trump tweeting following the 5-4 ruling, it's a big loss for the coffers of the Democrats. The ruling does affect millions of public sector workers, and it removes a key revenue source for organized labor. For USA Radio.